see, you don't want to say it either. It's I feel it. It's just, you don't want it to end either.
I'm Chasey Joshua.
And I'm Stephen Nipple. That's Stephen with an I.
That's true.
And we are
the HB Wonders.
I bless you all, and I bless our love.
One expects their husband to enter a room.
Stick it in your mouth, you graceless fucking cow.
This episode is called... It's called Sorrow of a... I don't know what it's called.
Did you forget it?
You know, they say set it and forget it, so...
Well, that's true, because I don't remember what it is either.
Sorrow of a Chancellor.
Oh, that's good.
Sad Chancellor. The Great Kate Escape.
One Last Chancellor.
One Last Chancellor.
You wins let some, you lose let some.
Oh, that's good.
Live and wins let die. Good? You could think of it.
Okay.
I mean, I'd ask people to vote on it or something, our fans, but
they
we're never
going to
hear from them after this.
Yeah. They never do vote.
Not never, but...
Well,
what?
You were voting half the time,
They only let you vote once, though.
And you were the HB only.
Oh, we got more votes than that. Go on Spotify, you can see that there's at least double that.
Really?
So maybe you were voting, too. Admit it.
No.
Admit it. You love this show, and you can't...
I love this show too much to vote in my own poll.
Well, it opens up with a shot of a field.
I remember.
We see the ground open up, a secret hatch.
A Richard hatch.
Did it remind you of Lost?
It did, and I was like, oh. And just like Lost, the finale was so disappointing.
Well,
the only difference was that this show was never good at all to begin with. They could have used a few more polar bears and smoke monsters.
Well, don't say that. Damon Lindelof might be listening. That'll hurt his feelings.
Well, I'm saying that Lost was better than this show.
Oh, right.
But I guess it was similar in that this whole series was just like one big plane crash, you know?
It was.
And we were trapped on that damn island watching every episode going, we have to go, you know? We have to get out of here, and there's nobody saying we have to go back, was there?
There was no funny, you know...
Hurley?
Walking around, making wisecracks.
And where was Richard Alpert in all this?
Yeah, you know? And they did kind of have a Richard Alpert in this show, and that's Hugh Grant, because he's ageless and timeless. Yeah. Spend any year, and I'd date him.
Well,
and then they start running, and that reminded me of Prison Break.
Oh, yeah. Which season?
But whatever one they escaped and start running.
Okay.
Is that...
That's season, beginning of season two.
And then pretty much all the way through the end of the series. The next
and they keep
seasons.
Breaking different prisons, and then Michael Scofield dies, and they visit his grave.
Yeah.
But then I think he comes back or something in a special... Yeah. I didn't watch it, but I read a very in-depth Wikipedia on the later seasons.
I'd love to read a novelization of the Prison Break series, because I always thought it would play better as a book.
I don't know if John Abruzzi or Teabag would have translated as well to the page as he did on screen.
That's
though.
True. A Teabag,
you know,
one
cup of him was enough for me, if you know what I'm saying. You know?
Yeah, it was a little strong.
Left a bad taste in your mouth, didn't he?
Speaking of being uncomfortable and characters that make you squirm,
yeah.
This character of Kate Winslet is really starting to just
grind your gears
on the nerves.
Hobbit.
She's freaking out and she's, you know, I can't live this way. And Zubak is just saying, shut up, shut the,
stay down.
You know, up and just, we're on the run now, so it's my world.
You're in my zoo backyard.
They hear gunfire, and off they run, and cut to credits. And at this point, I'd like to do a segment that I haven't done in a very long time.
Okay.
Not since the first season have I done this segment.
Oh, wow.
Here is the return of Stephen's Theman.
Stephen's. Theman.
Last time it was a little bit more, I broke down the meaning behind the theme song. This one didn't have any lyrics, so instead of trying to break down the lyrical content, I decided to add some of my own to kind of sum up, I think, what the show's about and kind of add some of my analysis through the theme song. So let's give it a go.
All right.
One, two, three. Four. Kate Winslet, a fancy palace, and big sets a chancellor to do an accent. Sure, it's fun to do an accent, but is it worth a whole HBO show? Oh, no. No, it's not worth it. The show is horseshit. Everybody knows it. You promised Hugh Grant, but then you killed off his ass. Now there's no more laughs, just people running through grass. What happened, HBO? You call this show? No. This show sucks my butt. You say, oh, the G.O., political satire. But what do you actually have to say? What do you actually have to bring to the conversation about dictators? Oh, they're bad. They're really, really bad. Oh, I didn't know that. Thank you, HBO.
Thanks, Daddy.
What a nightmare, what a butch boy nightmare, what a big wet letdown now to drown in daddy corpses and Christmas carpses, and what a giant piece of craps is. We suffered through it, there was nothing to hew it, and why does the podcast have to end this way? You screwed us, you really f***ed us, and I've never been in such a dark place in my life.
I love
that. That was, for the second and last time, Stevens Thiemann.
Stevens, Stevens. Thiemann, Thiemann.
Stevens Thiemann.
Oh, Steven. I wish you could have done one of those every season, because that's such a high point.
You got to be inspired.
I'm glad to know the show inspired you. I'm glad
it
to
did,
hear that.
You know, at least in this way.
Yeah.
They're running through the forest, and what did you think about that?
Well, not much. I mean, I'll tell you what, when watching at 1.75 speed, that scene flew by.
Oh, wow, that's a little bit faster than you usually watch.
Yeah, it is. It kind of got gradually faster every episode I watched. So,
would you ever put it up to 2.0? Or
I felt like I was pushing it. If there was a seventh episode, 100% it would have gone at 2.0. But you kind of have to ease into it, and you got to go a little faster and a little faster to let yourself adjust. And I had to finish it. Because it started at 9, and I had to get it done before 10 so I could watch Curb finale. Because, you know, Curb Your Enthusiasm. I don't know if fans know this. I am a huge, huge fan of that show. And it was so...
That's
comedy right there. And so it ended last night, and I wanted to watch that. I want to watch it live because no spoilers. And I thought, oh, how appropriate. It's like we're kind of similar in that. Like us and Larry were like, okay, it's time. Go out on top. People keep saying, like, do more seasons. And it's like, no, this is the last season.
Yeah, but remember, he did Seinfeld, and then
I didn't see Seinfeld.
He said, no more of this. And then he did Curb Your Enthusiasm.
It was a different show.
What if this is the end of Seinfeld, but it's the beginning of our Curb Your Enthusiasm, which went on for many more seasons. I think more than Seinfeld, even.
But then, of course, Curb is more of a solo. It's just about Curb.
Solo. Oh, yeah.
About Larry Curb, so... I don't know, but I just wanted to say what a hell of a show and a ride we went on with that. And I'm so glad I got to see that finale.
Yeah.
I mean, it blew this show out of the water.
Well, I wish I could have been into that show around the time so that I could watch both finales and kind of compare and contrast. Mm-hmm. Because I have a feeling I would hate this show even more if I had like a better show that I was watching along with it. I mean, there were times in this last episode where I knew it was the last one. I knew I only had about half hour, 45 minutes to go. And I just wanted to shut the TV off and go to bed.
Yeah.
And dream it away. But I couldn't.
And did you?
I didn't. No, I watched the whole thing.
Either.
I took breaks, definitely, to just go get a drink and even masturbate.
What kind of drink?
Breaks. Just Kool-Aid. That's kind of what the kids have in the refrigerator here at Delta Kappa Epsilon. I say here as if I'm living there presently. I'm no longer the den mother at Delta Kappa Epsilon. It was a good time.
Something happened? Was there an incident?
Something happened, and I guess this is probably a good way to just spin into my next segment, which is another installment of Bad Boy Steven.
Oh, no.
So, as you know, I've been living at Delta Kappa Epsilon. I'm just kind of one of the guys, but I'm also the den mother, and I have responsibilities. And I think the guys like to razz me. I think that's how they kind of show their love to me. But, you know, they lock me in my room a lot, and... It's funny for the first couple hours, you know, I'm laughing in there going, this is hilarious, I love you guys. And then, you know, they leave and they go off to their classes or wherever they're going, and I'm just stuck in there. So what ends up happening is I have to make do with my situation. And, you know, I watch TV, I watch, you know, sometimes this show. And I have everything in there that I need besides a toilet. So I usually use soda cans. surge cans and stuff like that from, you know, parties of the night before, and I'll pee into them. And I was embarrassed that I had them. I was embarrassed that I was keeping them in my room, and so I didn't want to bring them out, and everyone starts making fun of me again and razzing me. Mm-hmm. So this collection of urine in bottles kept building up to the point where the last time they locked me in the room, this happened, I think this last Saturday, they locked me in there, and I was in there for hours and hours and hours, and it was not funny anymore. It's kind of like this show. It stopped being funny, and it became hurtful, mm-hmm. and I could hear voices down below my window, and I hear lots of people laughing, a lot of lively laughing. And I just don't want to be the butt of the joke anymore. I'm a den mother. I deserve a little bit of respect. So I opened that window, and I unscrewed the lids to a lot of the bottles. And I just started pouring the urine down on their heads, you know. Take that, guys. You know, I try to give it back to them a little bit. Well, it turns out, it wasn't the guys. It was Grandparents' Day at the university, and I'm pretty sure I saturated each and every one of those old people. Long story short, I was asked to leave. The guys wanted me to stay, but the university forced me out. So I guess I don't necessarily live by the rules. I guess I like to pull a prank every once in a while, so I guess you could call me a bad boy. So they're running through an elementary school or something, and the army is moving through.
Sorry, I just
it.
Want to go back to that when you poured the urine on the elderly folks. So what are you, did they press charges?
There's no formal charges that have been pressed.
Are you homeless?
I'm in a transition. I've given myself a number of days to find a new place to live. I've called Chris Macy again a couple times. Haven't heard back from him.
So where would you say, where are you living now? Today? Where are you living, Stephen? Are you in a car? Are you outside in a park? Are you, just don't say you're at Tracy's house.
I'm not at Tracy's house. I can say that definitely.
Okay.
I will say that Tracy has a relative, and she heard about my predicament, and I think her heart kind of went out to me. And she
how did
was,
she hear about your predicament? Did you tell her about your predicament?
Birds sing, and you know it got back to her somehow, and she just said, "No." You know, this has gone too far.
This is
all of our stuff aside. She said, "You know, I remember she said this to me on the phone. She said, 'You've been a bad boy, and I've been a little bit of a bad girl, but maybe it's time for both of us to grow up a little bit.'" And so she sent me a credit card in the mail.
Oh my God.
Incidentally, it's my credit card because it's got my name on it. So just kind of gave me back what was already mine. I did in return have to promise a few things. Nothing that, you know, have to worry about parting with.
This is, and do you want to tell the HB fanners, do you want to tell them who this is?
It's Steven. Hi, it's Steven. You know
this who this relative is. I mean, I know who she is, but.
Yeah, I mean, if you're so smart, why don't you tell them who it is? Because.
Well, I don't want to believe that it's Tracy's sister, but knowing you and knowing your past. You know, I'm sure it's her sister Macy.
Well, we haven't mentioned Macy at the podcast yet, but
hoping we would never have.
Trouble that I've gotten in with Tracy, Macy has actually been an even darker part of my.
For the fans that don't know, before Tracy, there was Macy.
Yeah, and we were married.
Your first mistake that you made.
Yeah,
and
I thought, well, it can't get any worse than that, and so then I ended up with Tracy. And it wasn't worse. I think we can both agree it wasn't worse than Macy.
Well, it wasn't. I don't know that it was.
But it
better,
was.
Though.
It was close. The two of them. I think there might be a scheme that they're hatching. But it doesn't matter because they don't have any power over me, except that I did promise some things in return for having a place to live.
Would you still say your life is going better than it's ever been going?
I'm still down here. I'm still down here in the greater LA area. Yorba Linda. I'm here and I'm pursuing my acting and, you know, nothing can stop me. I know I said that at the very end of Steven's theme and about it was the darkest time of my life.
Right.
Joke. Didn't mean it.
It wasn't funny.
Yeah, kind of like this show, right?
Steven, this joke is the Macy Tracy. It's not funny anymore.
Yeah.
You know, we want to laugh with you, but it's just sad. It's not funny anymore.
I know, right?
It's not. It's not funny.
Well, it's funnier than this show.
It's like reality TV. You know, when you're watching a reality television show and you watch their lives are falling apart, and at some point you say, "Is this funny? Is this entertainment anymore? Should I feel bad?"
But at the same time, you're like, they're on TV, they're famous, they're celebrities now, and so kind of doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like, I'm in LA, I'm in Hollywood pursuing my dream, I'm going to be on television. So it doesn't really matter. And I don't want to get into it right now, but you feign care for me, this kind of, oh, I'm worried about you, Stephen.
Yeah.
And yet you're leaving the podcast. So I wonder how worried you really are about me and my well-being. Because if anything, that's what's doing me in. Not Macy.
No.
She's giving me a place to live, to pursue my dream, for an exchange of a couple small favors.
Well, speaking of favors,
yeah.
We see Elena and Zubak on the road, and some, you know, person pulls up, and they say, "Can you give us a ride?" And the guy, oh, my God.
No, listen, my friend.
He recognizes Elena, and he says, yeah. No way. Vroom! Drives off. He's a real good Samaritan.
I was thinking a good Samaritan, too.
But they're mostly just bad Samaritans. And then an old man drives up, and she asks for help, and he says, yeah.
I am your man. Yeah, I am your man.
Yes.
And we think, there he is. There's the good Samaritan. And he recognizes her, and he's like, oh, my God, it's her. Come to my house, and I will take care of you.
Yeah.
And she does.
Yeah.
And he takes her to his house.
He's called the Rooster.
He takes her to the house with Zubak, and they're so happy. And immediately he locks them in a room.
Yes.
And he's a bad Samaritan. Unexpected twist. But I saw it coming.
Yeah.
And that's...
And then I definitely related to that moment when they got locked in there. God, I'm so glad to be out of that fraternity and to be free.
To spread your little bird wings.
Exactly.
Fly right over into Macy's nest.
Well, she's been a good Samaritan to me, so she hasn't locked me in any rooms.
Not yet.
Yeah. I know. I know there's stories there that you and I both know, but... We don't have time. You know, this is the finale. This is a time to
celebrate.
Yeah. Like you said last week.
Find something to celebrate here. So it's bad.
They're locked in there.
They're in a bad place, kind of like you are, probably. And you can relate to this.
Well.
They don't know what to do. They're trapped. And they're like, get me out of here. Zubak is flipping the fuck out.
He's
hitting the door.
Let me out of
here. I demand!
You know, and the old man is shouting at him, saying, I'm going to turn you in, you son of a bitch.
And he's sitting there looking at the clock.
I'm paraphrasing.
You are paraphrasing. I think that's because you watch it so fast. I mean, how can you help but not paraphrase?
Exactly.
The old man's watching the clock ticking on the wall.
And isn't that a metaphor?
Counting the minutes. Yeah, exactly. Us two. And in walks one of the old crusty men. From the palace. You remember him?
I do remember him. Crusty number one.
Yeah.
I don't know his character name, and I don't care.
He was the one that was constantly debriefing her in the greenhouse.
I don't know if you can say
that. And he takes her into a room with some soldiers, and they start listing her crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of screaming.
I demand to see some documentation of your f***ing legitimacy.
And there's a lot of shouting.
He stays.
A lot of yelling as well.
Leave it!
Helena, don't tell them anything!
I don't know about you. I wasn't sure who to root for.
I wasn't rooting for any of them.
I was like, sure, take her in. I can't stand the accent. On the other hand, I didn't really like the guys. They weren't being very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And old Krusty, he goes in to talk to Butch Boy, and he's like, yeah, she's pretty annoying, isn't she? And she's been annoying to all of us. But it's over. Time to renounce her. Old Krusty goes back in to see the Chancellor and says, Butch Boy bitched out on you. And then she says, you need me, don't you, Piggy Wiggy? Remember when she said that? She started calling him names.
I don't remember that.
Not nice to call that guy Piggy Wiggy. Doesn't matter what he
unless it's a term of endearment.
Yeah, that's
remember
true.
Remember terms of endearment?
He says, I order you to cooperate. She says, you couldn't order a f***ing omelet.
And he said, check, please.
Omelet? Just met it.
Moons over my hammy.
That's good.
Is that you love that one? The Denny's Moons Over My Hammy?
I do love Denny's.
Or is it IHOP?
No, it's Denny's.
I think Denny's is better.
You think so?
Yeah, I hate IHOP. F*** IHOP.
Well, don't say that.
F*** IHOP.
They have berry syrup there.
That's disgusting.
And I love berry syrup.
Oh, I hate it.
Oh, I gotta have it.
You sick f***.
I gotta have it. It's like that Cold Stone thing. Gotta have it. Gotta love it or whatever the...
stupid thing they have to.
Just a bit. Just a small one.
Yeah, just a taste. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit of blooming lock. You know what movie that is? Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
That's a good one. Yeah. I've never seen it.
Oh, you'd love it. There's a creepy old man.
Nice. Just like this show.
He puts children in a cage and he...
Just like this show.
Yeah.
And so that guy that kept him in there, what happened to him? You don't really see him after he kind of betrays him.
The guy that kept him in
there. The rooster.
Rooster Cogburn.
Yeah.
He gets, I don't know.
He's got some real true grit.
Corporal Zubat will, of course, be treated fairly under the law, same as you.
So they bring in some black mold for her to breathe in. And she freaks out, and she immediately confesses to her crimes, and they're in an elevator, and...
They're going to take her somewhere in an elevator. What happens? The doors open, and...
And I'm like, okay. I don't like any of these characters anyways, so sure.
And that's the end of the episode.
Anything...
That's how it ends.
You think so.
Everyone's shot dead.
I'd be happy to end it there.
That's violent. That's so dark.
You know, as the show descends down with the elevator into just nothingness, into the void that is television purgatory, the type of shows that no one ever goes back to rewatch ever again.
Right.
Here's a good question.
Okay.
If you had to rewatch one of the HBO shows that we've reviewed on this show, which one would you rewatch?
House of the Dragon, because there are so many layers and such great world building. And there's just like, I feel like there was so much I missed the first time. What is going on in the Targaryen house and the Hightower? And I'd love to see if I could kind of figure out the machinations and the subtleties of all.
Well, let me propose something that is even better than just going back and rewatching it. There's a new season coming out. And
oh my gosh,
we could
that's
review
exciting.
It here on the show. Wouldn't that be fun? Kind of delve in even deeper into that mythical world. You'd love that.
Can't do it.
One more season, huh? One more.
Can't do it.
Break really? All the rules and do one more. No. Huh? What'd that be like?
We're not the HP tours. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, we could be one last time. I mean, it seems that all bets are off at this point. It could be anything we want.
Right.
Don't put yourself in a box.
We can't be hypocrites. That's one thing I won't be, is a hypocrite.
Don't be a hypocrite. But also, don't betray your friends when they need you the most. You know. Don't be a Judas. Sorry.
No.
I'm not necessarily talking about you and the situation, but...
Who are you talking about?
Just in general, you know. Imagine yourself in another scenario, in another podcast, where you are about to leave, and there's somebody that desperately wants you to stay so that the magic can continue. And you've made promises in so many words, and then you just... you go back on them.
I don't remember.
And you say...
It seems like you are the one that makes the promise,
I do,
Steven. You do make a lot of promises.
Yeah, I make, and I come through.
Prize promises. People, I can't wait to hear what those
are
prizes
still
are.
Yeah, well, it's the prizes. It's actually a funny story.
Do you
want
to tell them now? I'm excited. What are the prizes for this season?
Well, so, this is the fun part, is if you missed a chance on getting a prize last season, I still have some of those left. So the importance of being earnest, the
How
show
How many
that,
of them do you have left?
I have a handful.
A handful. How many did you give out last
season? There's one that is still on the way to Jennifer Portland. I wanted to give out more, but no one reached out to me through the Instagram. I think there was a couple people that won. Chris Macy was actually one of them because he called
in. Was he really?
Yeah, and he left a voicemail. I don't know if I'd actually give it to him, though, at this point, because he's not returning my calls. I don't imagine he's going to be getting in touch. But the other person was Brandy. Brandy, there's a shirt ready for you.
Hey.
And since, you know, you love the show, I think you'd be excited to get it. And my signature is on these shirts, by the way. Yeah,
that's
Steven
exciting.
Nipple.
And this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is for the production of Importance of Being Earnest that Stephen was involved in for a few weeks.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time.
He was not in the actual show. He was let go.
Yeah, I helped craft it.
But he did
kind of
rehearse with them for a couple
of weeks.
Kind of
an assistant director kind of a thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And what else are the prizes? What are the prizes for this season?
Well, I've got more shirts. So.
Oh, that's the prizes.
Yeah. And if you...
What about the people that won last season as well?
More shirts. So you get one shirt, and if you called in this season, you get two shirts.
It sounds like a scam.
Well, I mean, that's not, would you like?
I wouldn't stand for it.
What am I going to give people? More HB Wonder stuff? The show's over.
I don't know. You're the one who gave all these prizes out.
I will add in a...
Well, promise to. You haven't given any prizes out.
A signed headshot.
A signed headshot.
Yeah.
Of one Stephen Nipple. That's right. A prize.
I've got
how
lots
big,
of
8 by 10 or...
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
You can do wallet size too, but that's hard to ship when it gets smaller. So why don't we just keep it at 8 by 10?
Okay.
If I owe you a prize from last season, your second prize is signed headshots. That's two signed pieces of prizes.
Because forget about an HB owner's mug or T-shirt or you gotta be kidding me.
I can't afford
throw pillow.
I can't.
You know.
I can't afford that. I mean, maybe if we had taken advantage of the show a little bit more, you know, there'd be more money to come in. And plus, you haven't.
Seems like we're taking advantage.
I asked you to contribute to the prize pool, and you nothing, not even.
Well, you never told me what it was. You never told me what the prize was.
You didn't show any interest. You just kept talking about how you're leaving all season.
That was.
You can't come in the last minute and be daddy, okay, to all of our fans who needed you a long time ago. It's just Mama Steven here, single parent. I'm doing my best here, but it's just me, and I've got a lot of mouths to feed. I'm just trying to do the laundry, trying to keep the house clean. So, yeah, just go ahead and peace out on us. Go ahead and peace out. So they take her they get shot in the head, and there's other
blood.
Army people. They come in. Different soldiers.
Black Ops. SWAT team.
Is that what they are?
I don't know.
They put her in a van. They put Zubak in another van. And they drive her to an airport. They get to the airport. They get out of the vans.
Right.
There's Herbert. There's Eleanor. And they're back together again. So they were apart for about 30 seconds. And, you know, that's another minute or so of the show. And then they get into a hotel. And they get separated again. And she goes into a hotel room. I mean, this is pretty boring. This is what the finale was, though. It was just a lot of running through fields.
Being in hotels.
Moving.
And she goes into a hotel, and look who it is. It's the old what's-his-face.
It's
old
Brian
Del.
Blessed.
I apologize profusely for the rough transit.
Yeah.
He's back.
Old Dell, whatever his name is.
I was really hoping for Hugh Grant when she opened that door, and then, you know.
Really?
That would have redeemed the show for me.
Wow.
I'd be looking at this whole thing a lot differently.
Okay.
What a twist. What a twist.
That would have been a twist.
What a ride.
But instead they had the guy who, old Dell, whatever his name is, that used to, that had to clean the chairs in the other episode.
Oh, yeah.
The rich billionaire.
Clean the chairs. How humiliating.
And I don't know if his name is Dell, but I can't remember his real name.
Brian Blessed.
So I'm going with Dell. He looks like Adele.
Adele?
Not the singer Adele, just another Dell.
Oh, okay. Another Dell that you know.
Yeah.
Just a close family friend or?
No, just I knew a guy named Dell once and he was kind of looked
Why
similar.
Why didn't you keep up with them?
It's a long time ago.
Oh,
and she's talking to Adele, and
Odell?
And she's like, "Why am I here?" And then Adele turns on a speakerphone.
Yeah,
and
who's on
and
the other end? Beethoven's daughter.
Beethoven's
and
daughter.
She gets one line, and that's it.
That would be a great spinoff, Beethoven's daughter.
Oh,
you know, Beethoven's daughter. You get Sandra Bullock to play his grown-up daughter.
Well, why don't
and
you just
she's
play?
Got another,
you have the actress now, and she's still acting. So why don't you just?
She's
have
not
her.
A big enough name.
Well,
and she's you got to get a new Beethoven puppy.
Oh yeah. Do you think the original Beethoven's still alive?
No, man. No, I bet you there was four different Beethovens.
How old do St. Bernards live?
6 years tops.
Oh, it's got to be more than that. Let me look
they're
it up.
They're big dogs. They're big dogs, and they're clumsy. You know from the movie, they make a mess, and
get long
hit by a car,
Saint
fall down the
Bernard's
stairs, heart attacks.
Live. Oh man, I think maybe my internet time is up.
Oh no.
I have an allotted amount before Macy kind of pulls the plug on me. Oh, here we go. Nope, it went through. 8 to 10 years.
Six.
So,
yeah. That's close.
They could do
well. That's if they are in really good shape and you treat them really well. But the average American probably can't afford the best kibbles and bits. And probably if you live by a highway, you got to take a couple years off that life expectancy.
They're pretty big, though.
Tracking mud through the house.
Oh, that was so infuriating for
Beethoven.
Charles Groban. Do you think? Well, Josh Groban could play his son.
Hmm.
Something to think about. Again, these are free ideas. Chris Macy, if you're still listening, there's a handout for you.
Yeah,
you know, you're that kind one's of in between free. Things. The Civil War is raging. It's on a knife's edge, Brian Blessed says. And he says, I'm neutral, but we might need a leader, huh? You need a buffer. And the West could help you if you're on their side.
And she's like, ugh, not the Americans. We need help from the Chinese, not the Americans.
Yeah.
And he says, China's not going to help you.
But the America. Beethoven's daughter might do it.
Yeah.
They have some conditions, though.
I have a few. You have a few conditions. I had a skin condition once. Remember that?
You had it once, but that once was a very long once.
Felt like a twice.
Yeah.
You ever had a once that felt like a twice?
Oh, yeah. Tracy.
Don't answer
Chancellor
that.
Chancellor takes a shower. Oh, no. They have some conditions. Speaking of conditioner, they say, we don't want the two of you. Zubak, out. That's the condition. He's got to go. It's like Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. It just doesn't work. It's like good for a time, but then it just gets really boring.
And that's when you bring J-Lo in, who everybody loves.
Chancellor takes a shower.
Can I just say something about the shower?
Oh, I'd love to hear.
Thinking about it. She takes this bloody shower, and I thought, am I watching that one show we did with the Texas?
Love and Death.
Murdered? Love and Death. Am I watching Candy Montgomery?
Well, it's another tie-in.
If you could rewatch a show on of ours, of HBO, HBO owners, what would you watch?
I would watch The Undoing again.
Wow.
I got to get my Hugh Grant fix.
Okay.
Because I was kind of teased. I've been having withdrawals, you know, because I got a little taste and then it was pulled out of my mouth, you know, kind of mid-suck.
Oh, gross.
I just, you know, I'd love to go back to The Undoing.
What was pulled out of your mouth mid-suck?
Hugh Grant. And as metaphor.
Okay.
That's what I would go back and rewatch.
I didn't follow all of it, but Undoing.
Yeah, The Undoing. Okay. Sometimes you go back to things that you thought you never would go back to. You know, for me, it's Macy. For you...
Yeah, or Tracy.
You know, maybe it'll be this show. Maybe you'll have a change of heart.
Maybe not.
So Chancellor gets out of the shower, and we find out she wore a wig. She goes to find Butch Boy by the pool.
What did you tell him?
My love, I don't
know.
Yeah.
And she says, here's what's happening. And he said, tell me the truth. And she starts going, yeah, we'll just do this, you know, and just bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. And he sees right through her, and he's tired of listening to it.
He is.
But they have this knowing look that it's like, we made it as far as we could together. Mm-hmm. And now I have to go back and be chancellor. And you've got to get shot in the head. And so they kind of share a little cuddle.
Yeah.
And they say, you know, it was all worth it. It was all worth it.
Yeah, I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
She's talking about how hard it is to grow old. That
right.
She's happy that he came into her life, that they were able
right.
to do the work they did together, and sure. that it was all worth it, no matter how badly it was all ending. And I just couldn't relate to it.
Yeah.
And suddenly Herbert's waking up and getting shot dead, and we see the Chancellor back in her palace with her French husband, and she's all dolled up.
Mm-hmm.
He asks her,
what was... that all about, do you think?
What was it all about? Just all of it. Remember what she says?
She said, I think I had a little wobble.
What the f*** is she talking about?
I don't know.
I've never understood.
Credits!
It's still not yet.
That's when I stopped watching.
Speaking of which, there's not really a good transition into this, but, you know, we don't have a lot of time left, and I wanted to do this other segment.
I think you've done more segments this episode than you have in the last
this
three seasons combined.
Called Without a Chase.
All right.
Without a chase, without a place to call my podcast home. Without a space, without a trace of my dreams or the things I've known. You've killed me, Chasey, just like Tracy. You've taken everything that I have.
Oh boy.
But at the end of the day, what can I say? I throw my hands up and laugh. Without a chase.
Thank you.
She goes and she gives her speech.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And it's in a glass box.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
She's kind of like become her own father.
And everything that she's saying to that crowd is a lie. You could tell that
right.
she knows it. She's selling him a vacuum cleaner.
She's so full of
And she says, I appreciated this at the end.
Okay.
And I kind of say this out to our fans.
Okay.
She says, I'm no one without all of you. And all that I am through you. So I bless all you, and I bless our love always. Would you say, is that kind of your sentiment too, out to the fans?
Oh, not in so many words.
I could just kind of say, from me and Chasey to all you guys.
I would say it's mostly a you thing, Stephen.
Well, what do you have to say then?
Well, I feel like I've said what I... No, I've said my piece already.
I don't think you have said... You've said a lot of things.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Fans, now look your fans. You. Look thank them, you, thank look you, them thank in the you. Eye and tell them.
It's a microphone. I can't see their faces and they can't see mine. I've said it before and I'll say it again.
I'm telling you, they're all.
From one host to his fans, what a joy and what a ride we've been on. There's been ups and there's been downs and there's been a lot of laughter and there's been some shouts and some screams of terror. But we've made it to the end of the ride. And I'm thinking, wow, this is great. I might get a picture and hang it on my wall to remember this incredible experience we've all had together. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Just like the Chancellor in her glass box. I think everyone's calling bullshit on everything you just said. It's just fake. It's phony. It's a politician's way of speaking nonsense to their followers.
I don't think you believe the words that you're saying, Steve.
I think you have learned a place of hurt. You've learned a lot from Jillian about how to spin to kind of keep the followers at bay. Keep them happy. But I'll tell you right now, you can't see it, but I've never seen Chasey's eyes look so dead, like a shark. She goes to put flowers next to a corpse in a glass box, and it turns out that it's not her father, it's Zubak.
Yeah.
Zubak in a box!
Nice.
And that's the end of this stupid show.
How many episodes? Nope.
I think that's it.
How many stars, how many glass coffins would you give this episode?
Out of?
Seven.
I'm going to give it... Seven.
Wow.
And it's not actually seven for the show or anything having to do with the regime. I give it seven for the unknown seven seasons that could have happened after these seven. Moment of silence for what could have been.
Okay, should I do my...
Oh, sure, go ahead.
Rating, I would give it one.
Seven,
yeah.
So
dumb.
So when you say one, you mean one more season?
No, I mean, I give it my one seven. Out of seven.
Yeah, but I had seven.
Yeah, I wasn't doing that.
And he won't be doing that anymore. That was the last rating that you're going to hear from Chasey and me, because I'm not doing any more without him. It doesn't work.
Well, you know what I would like to hear one last time?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear some voices from the HB Phoners.
Before we do that, why don't we check and see how many... ratings we got on Apple Podcasts, because that will determine whether or not we get the lost season of the HB Oneers. Do you happen to have internet access to check that, Chasey?
Sure.
Drum roll.
Sure, Steven. Give me a sec. All right. Here we go. How many ratings do we have?
Magic number is 75. We need 75 for that extra season.
And we have 74. Oh. Just missed it. Well, folks, you didn't try hard enough.
Let's just go to voicemails.
Hello, HB Phoners.
Hey, guys. This is Brandy, and I've been watching along with you, not really enjoying it, so I guess kind of hate watching, but you know I love your podcast, so I've got to listen, and I don't want to believe that this is the final one, so I'm deeply in denial currently, and I look forward to hearing what you will be covering next, so keep up the wonderful work.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you, Brandy. Thank you for being a loyal fan all these years.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, loyalty, it can only get you so far because it has to be consensual, Brandy. It has to come from both ways, because without Chasey, you know, there is no podcast. So I appreciate what you said. Chasey's saying that he appreciates it too, but you know that's not true. You will get an extra prize. You'll get that extra headshot.
Wow.
Along with that t-shirt from last season. As soon as I can...
Get headshots taken of you.
Well, no, I have headshots.
Oh, okay.
I just, you know, I got to get them printed.
Mm.
Right now they're on a CD, and so I got to figure out how to get them printed.
And you could probably go to Kinko's.
Yeah.
FedEx Kinko's. They'll do that for you.
Yeah. Everything's so damn far away here in Los Angeles.
Maybe Macy could drive you.
Yeah. Chris Macy, if you're listening, I'd love a ride.
No, I was meaning Macy, the woman you're staying with. But
that's right.
Remember her, Steven?
Well, I'm trying to forget her, even though she's in the other room right now. Mm-hmm. That's right. Maybe I'll ask Macy. Or Tracy. You know, I think she may be down in a week or two. I'm not going to be around when she is, but I might. So thank you, Brandy. Wow, you have been our most loyal fan over the years, and I don't know how to say thank you. I don't know how to say it in a way that will make you really hear it, but thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my gosh. As we close out the show, I just wanted to do one more thing.
Another segment?
It's not a segment so much as a kind of epilogue to this season, and I suppose this show. And I'm going to dedicate this to you, Chasey.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
If you leave me now,
you'll never take away the biggest part of me. Ooh, no, please, cheese, don't go, Chasey. And if you leave me now, you'll take away the very heart of me. Ooh, baby, please, don't go. Ooh, Chasey, just want you to stay. A love like ours is a love that's hard to find.
No.
How could we let slip away?
Thank you.
We've come too far to leave it all behind. How could we end all this way when tomorrow comes and we both regret the things we said today? Come on, Chasey. Don't do this, Chasey. Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me, please.
Oh, Steven.
I'm begging you one more time to reconsider.
Just let it go.
The decision that you're making.
Just let it go, Steven.
You are sending me into the darkest place of my life. You are fully responsible for whatever happens to me in the next 6 months.
I don't think so.
Oh. A love like ours, or a podcast like ours, is a podcast that's hard to find. Just ask our fans. So, how could we let it slip away? Gotta fit right in with that harmony. Love the backing vocals.
Okay, well,
now listen, Chasey, we've come too far to leave it all behind.
Thank you for all 7 of these seasons, fans.
So how could we end it all this way?
The last time, I'm Chasey Joshua.
When tomorrow comes and we both regret.
And he's Steven Nipple.
The podcast seasons we never did.
Goodbye, everyone.
Oh, and if you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me. Don't f***ing do it. Ooh, Chasey, please don't go. The song's still going. I didn't realize it was this long. Oh, come on, no. Ooh, no. JC, please don't go. I think it fades out here soon. Ooh. Ooh, my. I just got to have your loving. Oh, that's not right. Anyway. Any change of heart, or do you have anything you want to say after that? Chasey? You still there? Your screen went black. okay with me. Well, you heard it, or I guess you didn't hear anything because he's not there. It's over. Love you guys. At some point in the next 6 months, for a wellness check would be appreciated. You can email me at thehbwonners@aol.com. You can try the phone number. I think it's probably going to get disconnected soon. I'll keep the Instagram going for a little bit if you guys want to message me there. And this has been Stephen Nipple. That's Stephen with an I. And this has been the HB Wonders.